questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to IRB English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode. And you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic belief, in which we shall discuss some very controversial issues. Well, without further ado, I would like to go directly into the main of discussion. But before that, I would like to introduce my guest. Welcome, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. I'm so happy to meet you here again.
My pleasure.
So here with us, we have Dr. Karimi. And in this episode, we're going to discuss some debatable questions. So stay tuned. Okay, for today's episode, the question circles around a very controversial issue, which is suicide, which we see a lot of it in this modern day, which is a busy day of living. We hear that many people take refuge in suicide and find the best solution to their problem is to cut it all off. So why do people go for suicide?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This question can be answered from different dimensions, and especially when it comes to psychology. But here we are not going to talk about, I mean, such psychological issues. So we are mainly concerned with the advices given by our religion and our prophet and the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam in this regard.
So according to Islam, why people go to suicide?
It seems that, of course, Islam gives a lot of, advices for the people. It seems that one of the main reasons for people committing suicide is disappointment. Mm-hmm. And maybe we can, include all the reasons for suicide in this one word.
Exactly.
Disappointment.
The point which God many times in the Holy Quran has asked us not to be disappointed.
That's the point. And that is why we are going to share some of the verses and narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam to be away from disappointment and how to be hopeful for the future. It's been mentioned by Imam Ali alayhi salam that the greatest calamity is disappointment. This shows how great this calamity is, to be disappointed of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of your future. Again, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that optimism decreases your grief, which is one of the ways through which we can remove disappointment. And we have a lot of books written about the effects of optimism.
Which now, is, of course, very difficult, and you have to work on it.
That's
it's
the
not
point.
Just saying it yeah. and it's done.
Yeah, what we are saying today is in theory.
Yes,
but of
exactly.
course, I will refer to some practical ways, but it needs a lot of work. And as you rightly mentioned.
Hard work, of course.
Exactly. In our day and time and in our eras with all these problems and difficulties, sometimes, some people come to this point that this is the end. And they find the last resort to be suicide. But
they find themselves at the end of the rope.
Yeah. And so we are trying to say that, yeah, it doesn't happen all over a night to take rid of all those
exactly.
difficulties. It will happen gradually speaking. So we may just give a couple of tips taken from the verses and narrations mm-hmm. to get rid of this disappointment. Now, according to the scholars, one of the ways to change your attitude toward the life and the difficulties and problems is just to be thankful. Again, it is difficult, but one of the ways is to think about what you have and what others lack. And this is very important. So that is why we are highly encouraged that when it comes to worldly pleasures and properties and wealth, you need to compare with those people who are below you, who are lower than you in terms of wealth, income, and so on and so
yes,
forth.
Yes, there's always this thing that people say to each other that when you focus on the things you don't have, you will lose the things you already have.
Very interesting.
Which is
yeah.
peace, which is health, whatever.
And that is why we have the concept of shukr being emphasized on a lot in our narrations. And shukr has this psychological effect.
Which means being thankful.
Being thankful. Oh Allah, I thank you for whatever I have. So it's very important that we do it on a daily basis, early in the morning before we go to sleep.
Yes, to devote a time for that, to count your blessings. Yeah.
So when early in the morning you think about all the blessings that you have, and many of which, other people lack, it will give you a kind of hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, to some extent, it would remove that disappointment. So in this regard, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a blessing to a person, and that person thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, before that person utters his thankfulness in his words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase his blessings. And this is a sunnah, a tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَيَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your blessings. This is a verse in the Noble Book of Quran. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. And of course,
the reverse is true as well.
Pardon?
The reverse is true as well.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
One point which is mentioned by some scholars is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank me, many people translate it as I will increase your blessings. And this is true. And on the other hand, if you are not thankful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threatens the people. But one interesting and one profound or another layer of the meaning of the verse is that لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank me, I will increase you and not your blessing. What does it mean to increase you? It means to expand your heart, for example, to increase your level of understanding of life. So this is, I think this is a verse which needs to be explained.
There are
a lot of profound interpretation of this verse.
So until now, the advices were to be optimist and also to be thankful for all the blessings we have.
Exactly. The other point is about the people that we are, surrounded by. Sometimes we have so many problems, but we are surrounded by family members who, do not think like us. We are pessimistic, but they are optimistic. Mm-hmm. We are disappointed, but they are hopeful. Or the same is true about our friends. So they can help us get rid of our problems, the biggest of which is disappointment. But the dangerous situation is the time when I feel like pessimistic, disappointed, and I'm surrounded by the people who feel the same.
It doubles the problem.
Exactly, doubles the problem. So one of the ways to get rid of this problem is
exclude yourself from those parties.
That's the point. I mean, change the environment. If you feel that the people around you, they are helping you increasing disappointment, then change the environment.
Yes.
Even change your friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are not going to help you. So if you are a person suffering from disappointment, from pessimism, it means that we are in need of some people who can help us. And only, people with optimism can help us.
Exactly.
People who are hopeful about the future.
So get away from those who make your life look darker.
Exactly. That's the point, and definitely. The next point is that I talked about being thankful toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to some scholars, they say that it is interesting if you have like a small notebook and every day write on it the blessings that are given to you, they are new to you, or you understand that this is a blessing that you are enjoying. And after 1 week, you will see that you have a lot of blessings that other people do not have. So writing down,
you will notice them.
You will notice, yeah, they are already there. But you will notice when you write down. So writing down the blessings can help as well.
Make your eyes wide open.
The next point is to reduce your expectations when it comes to worldly.
That's the point. Very important. Reduce your expectations.
Expectations. We are working hard, and that is our responsibility. But at the end of the day, some issues are not within our control.
Exactly.
So we need to reduce the expectations. And if, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives all the people the promise that if you work hard, then He will help you. But it doesn't mean that necessarily we will achieve whatever we are looking for in this world.
Definitely.
We believe in the hereafter. So if you are not given them, the reward is there in the hereafter.
And the point is that this life is a very short journey. It's going to end at a point.
That's the point. Yeah, if we widen our horizon of thought to think
exactly.
that this is not the end, the real life is in the hereafter, then we will change our attitude toward any problem that we are facing. Also, the other point is that, according to the narrations, for a believer, for a mu'min, whatever happens, it's a blessing. Because if it is something good, then you're enjoying that.
You're in happiness.
Exactly. If it's something bad and you are suffering from that, it is either omitting some of the sins that you have committed, or if you do not have any sin, which might not be the case for many of us, it will raise your rank in the hereafter.
In the heaven, of course.
So if we have such an attitude toward the problems, it means that, of course, it is very difficult.
Yes, we said that at the very beginning.
It's very difficult.
It's much easier said than done.
Exactly. But gradually speaking, we may change our attitude toward the life. Mm-hmm. And it makes the life much easier
exactly.
than before. Regarding the concept of yes or disappointment, as you also rightly mentioned, there are a couple of verses in the Noble Book of Quran which tell us how important it is to be hopeful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned, many people, they commit suicide after getting disappointed. And it seems that many of them, they do not believe in God too, especially in some countries which are famous as atheist country or people.
They're mostly non-believers.
They are non-believers because... And for them, maybe committing suicide is the
easiest way.
Yeah, because when you do not have any, let's say, great power to go
to stick to,
then maybe you will go to the point that you feel nothing but disappointment.
Exactly. We, as human beings, we are created like that. I guess we sometimes feel very weak, and in those moments, we have to... find refuge mm-hmm. in God's power and get linked to Him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the point. But the point is that for Muslims, this is not the case. And not only the Muslims, for all the people who believe in God, then there is no point of disappointment. Let me share some verses from the Noble Book of Quran to show how big and how great is the danger of yes or disappointment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Hijr, verse 56, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَمَنْ يَقْنَدْ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ إِلَّا الضَّالُّونَ. Only the people who are ignorant, they become disappointed of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Chapter Yusuf, verse 87, وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. Do not be disappointed of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Only the disbelievers, those people who do not believe in God, they become disappointed of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very important. As Muslims, we need to always be hopeful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If nobody is paying attention to us, we have God who is always there. And some people commit suicide after feeling that they have committed all kinds of sins, and there's no
way for them to be forgiven.
Exactly. And for such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا.
He always leaves the doors open for them.
Yeah. So except for polytheism or shirk, any other sin can be forgiven if we really repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And of course, shirk can be for polytheism can be forgiven if you come to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So when it comes to committing sins, it's not a good excuse for getting disappointed of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah himself in many verses in the Noble Book of Quran is telling the people that يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. I mean, the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to sinful people is very interesting.
Maybe
very
Allah kind, subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes,
has not spoken in the same tone with, I mean, righteous people. O my servant, يَا عِبَادِي, O my servant, so you are my servants. Those people who have, wronged themselves. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not be disappointed of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah will forgive all the sins.
Literally, it means if you're broken, come to me and I will mend all your broken parts.
Yeah, very beautiful.
So I guess we're running out of time.
Yeah, these are some of the tips. As I mentioned, again, we emphasize on the fact that it needs practice and practice,
exactly,
and practice, and but gradually speaking, hopefully it will help.
And have a wider horizon, everything will get solved. Inshallah. So thank you for listening. This was all for today. You were listening to IRB English Radio, Q&A on Islamic Belief. Thank you for listening. Until another session, I bid you farewell.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن